All right, welcome back, folks. Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, you have joined us on Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910. And Frank, I think the word I was trying to find was commercial messages, not moments. My wife is still trying to forgive me for the fact that I used I instead of me a couple of weeks back, so my grammar was off. She went into my office and turned my UVA degrees backwards relative to the embarrassment. But nevertheless, we're in segment four. That means it is time for the Frank Maloney, UVA Fall Sports Update.
Well, here we go. Men's soccer, the 11th-ranked Hoos defeated Longwood and Tide Liberty. Brian Ownby, Will Bates from Chester, Virginia, and Tony Takani from Norfolk, Virginia lead the Hoos. Next up, they travel to Blacksburg to play the Hokies, a big game this weekend. Men's tennis, five Wahoos competed in the ITA All-American Championships in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Houston Barrick and Michael Chavez advanced the doubles finals as three other Wahoos reached the quarters of the singles draw. Men's and women's swimming and diving. They lost a very close meet against national power Florida. I think the score was very close, both for the men and the women. And Coach Bernardino was very pleased with the effort, and he believes that that stiff challenge prepares them for the ACC season coming up. Men's wrestling. Preseason ranked number 17. Highest ever as eight weight class starters return for a big run. Their first dual match is November 7th at Old Mem Gym.
And next week we will have on
Coach Steve Garland of the wrestling team.
So absolutely.
We're very excited about that. Women's golf, the number 17 ranked Hoos finished 8th out of 18 teams at the Tar Heel Invitational last weekend, and I think they beat the Tar Heels in the Tar Heel Invitational. Men's baseball, the Orange and Blue World Series is still underway. The ACC title ring ceremony is set for Friday, October 16th at 6 p.m. prior to the game at Davenport Field. And I understand they've got a lot of giveaways and a lot of fun festivities. So if you can get up there Friday, that should be fun. Women's soccer. The Hoos are 6-4-3 and 1-3-1 in the ACC. Chantel Jones of Midlothian plays goalie. The Hoos travel to number 2 North Carolina on Saturday. That's a big game for them. Women's field hockey. Number 3 nationally, the Hoos defeated Cornell. They beat number 4 Wake Forest, and they defeated Longwood last week. Next up, they host number 2 UNC on Saturday in an epic battle. Women's volleyball, they dropped the toughie to North Carolina, but they beat NC State. Men's and women's cross country, the undefeated Wahoos host the Panorama Farms Invitational in Earliesville, Virginia, this Friday at 7 o'clock, as a number of nationally ranked teams will compete for the titles.
Frank and I went to Charlottesville on Monday for Basketball Media Day. Had a chance to hear from Debbie Ryan, Tony Bennett, as well as a number of players from the men's and women's teams. So as a hoops guy, it gets me excited. Realize basketball season's right around the corner. The first official practice, I think, begins this weekend on Friday. So we'll be looking forward to some basketball before too long. Also, Frank, next week's show, who do we have on for next week?
Well, we're very excited. Former UVA quarterback and ACC Player of the Year Matt Blunden and current UVA wrestling coach Steve Garland will be joining us.
And, of course, big game on Saturday in College Park, the Hoos and Maryland, 4 o'clock kickoff, ESPNU. So hopefully most of our folks have at least access to that on their cable or DirecTV or whatever they have. But really, another important game for Al Groh and the Virginia football team.
I'm predicting a 3-point victory. I think Robert Randolph is due to kick his first major game winner in College Park and keep this streak going. Jim, do you have a prediction?
I predict a Virginia victory. I haven't thought about the score per se, but it's a big game. And keep in mind, it's a big game for Maryland, too. Coach Frieden also under some pressure and heat up there in College Park. So the Terrapins need to get a victory as well. So it should be a very competitive game, but one the Virginia Cavaliers need to win.
You know, I think what's exciting is both teams have the capacity to score. I think it's going to come down to the fact that the Virginia defense, which has shown a lot of strength and resilience and improvement over the beginning of our season, I think the Wahoo defense is going to make a statement in College Park. They're going to keep the Maryland Terrapin offense restricted, and I predict big things. I encourage Wahoo fans to go down to either TJ's down at the Jefferson or head on over to your local TGI Fridays and grab a cold one or maybe a hamburger and enjoy the game and you might see one of us there.
An adult beverage. And speaking of Fridays, probably time to go ahead and thank our sponsors. And we do encourage all of our fans and listeners to support the folks who have put us on the air.
Jim and I are thrilled by the generous support from the following sponsors.
West End Orthopedic Clinic.
TGI Fridays of Richmond.
LeClaire Ryan Law Firm.
Janie Montgomery Scott's John Maloney and Bill Jeter.
The Virginia Athletics Foundation.
TheSaber.com.
CapTech Ventures.
Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists.
La Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel.
And Kelleher Heating and Air.
So, this Saturday, watch the game, go Hoos, beat those Turtles.
You know, I think it's very exciting. I also think, let's not forget that just in a few short weeks, we're going to be in Scott Stadium at 12 noon. It's a Raycom game. UVA will be hosting Georgia Tech in what is shaping up to be a very, very big game. Let's try to fill Scott Stadium. If you're a loyal Wahoo fan, I encourage you to bring your family and friends and talk it up. Let's fill the stadium and let's beat those darn Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, Virginia could very well be in a position to challenge for the Coastal Division title, and that's going to be a big game on the 24th, but we got a big one on the 17th this weekend at College Park.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.